Hey, everybody, this is Matt from No Clue Brew in Rancho Cucamonga, and you're listening to Beer Geek Radio.
And stuff.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of Beer Geek Radio. I'm going to be your host for this episode, Bobby Campbell, a.k.a. Hoppy Bob. Because I feel somebody needed to take over an AKA on this one after we recently lost Christopher Martin. He's not gone forever, but he's going to be out of the game for just a little bit. And next to me...
What's going on, guys? This is the familiar voice. I'm sorry, not face. This is Steven.
We are here. We have two special guests. Introduce yourself, guys. What's going on?
Hi, everybody. My name's Matt. I'm the head brewer and owner here at No Clue Craft Brewery in Rancho Cucamonga.
This is Morgan Riccio with No Clue Craft Brew. Our hosts are clearly drunk because our beer is so good. That's why they can't talk.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that we got drunk on site.
Yeah, so we are here live at No Clue Brewing, and we got a bunch of questions for you guys. So we've already introduced our guests. Let's talk a little bit about what we're drinking. What are you guys drinking right now?
We are drinking our Saison de Clou, French farmhouse style ale that we do. Lots of yeasty flavors and aromas from the Belgian yeast, as well as a pretty generous dry hop. So kind of almost like a West Coast style Saison, if you will.
Yeah, it's very nice. I'm drinking that right now, too, man.
That's
a fantastic Saison.
Yeah, Bobby has me on the hop conveyance right now. He's been pushing that on me, and I'm not regretting the decision to get it. It's really good.
Indeed. Morgan, what are you drinking?
I'm also drinking the Saison, but I got to say the hop conveyance is my personal favorite.
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
I can see why. Yeah.
Indeed. That was the first one I had. I drank it too fast, so I had to get the Saison to calm it down just a little bit. But yeah, that's great, man. All right.
You've made a critical error. The Saison's actually higher ABV.
Oh, that's what I get for not reading the signs. That's how I should work with this. All right. Well, how long have you guys been open so far?
Let's see. We've been open for 7 weeks.
7 weeks. 2 months. I don't like to do the week thing. We'll go with 2 months.
Okay,
let's round it up.
Months,
yeah, you sound like two people who just started dating. Oh, it's been 7 weeks. It's been 7 weeks. It's been wonderful.
It's true.
We spend way too much time together.
It's been a fortnight.
Oh, all right. Well, that's great, man.
How long is a fortnight?
I believe it's 14 days.
I believe it's actually whatever the hell you want it to be.
good to know.
Do you really know what a fortnight is? Is it really?
I believe
days?
It's 14 days. I believe it is 2 weeks. If I'm correct, I'm not a big Renaissance fair kind of guy. But yeah, I do believe it is 14 days.
I think that's accurate. Yes.
Yeah. Well, holy crap! All right. Well, that'll be good to know at some point in my life, I'm sure. So one thing it stands out right away is the name No Clue Brewing. Where did that come from? Because that's very interesting.
So the name came from when started homebrewing years ago, one of the first things that we ever made. We entered into a competition, and it ended up winning a medal. And people were asking, you know, well, how did you do that? What happened? And we were just like, I have no clue. I just started doing this. I don't know. So the name just sort of stuck over the years. And when we decided to open the brewery, it was like, you know, should we change it? No, hell no. Let's just go
awesome.
With the No Clue name. So
I like it.
And that's how we pretty much are, right, every
yeah,
day.
Pretty, like, we yeah. pretty much have no clue ever. But when you win a competition like that, people ask you all these questions. And when you're a new home brewer, you're like, what does that even mean? I don't even know.
Well, it's so funny because when you're talking about it, when you're telling me that story, the first thing that comes in my head is I don't know if you've seen this picture on the internet. It's a picture of a dog in a flight suit in a cockpit of a plane, and it just says, I have no idea what I'm doing. It's amazing. I like that.
Yeah, we should probably put that picture
up that's
somewhere.
A poster
that's,
we need.
Yeah.
Well, I just have to comment and throw this in there. Definitely from what you guys are doing, I can tell that you actually do have a clue. So if you guys get a chance to come down here, these guys actually do know what they're doing.
Their beers are good.
The beer is amazing.
Thank you very much.
You're
it's
welcome.
A big joke that we do. We actually do take it really seriously for everyone listening.
I would hope so. All right. So how many beers do you guys currently have on tap right now?
10.
Nice. All right.
So we have our 6 core beers that we have all the time, and then we do specialty stuff when we're bored. Or whatever. So we have 4 on, and then probably maybe 12 by next weekend.
What are a couple of your special beers that you have on right now?
Right now we have our single hop Bravo IPA. So we do a series of single hop beers. It's a different beer, different hop every time. This one's a Bravo IPA. We also have our oatmeal stout.
And, the beer with some attitude.
That's right. And our under the table Belgian toffle beer, so single Belgian ale.
All right. That's awesome, guys. So what's the most popular beer with customers right now? What do you notice is pretty much flying out of the keg?
Belgian honey blonde? Probably double.
That's probably the beer I've had the most from here. I've been here twice, and I've had it probably six times.
Yeah, and Hop Conveyance would be second, so that's what you're drinking.
I've had that, I think, once now, and probably many more to come.
Yeah, the honey blonde is doing really well. It's easy enough to drink, easy enough to approach. A lot of people, we've had complete non-beer drinkers come in and be like, try this, and they're like, oh man, really love it. So
yeah, isn't it fun to convert the non-believers?
Oh, it is. It's so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to do sometimes because people are pretty stuck in their ways most days. But mm-hmm. Yeah, when you can hand them a beer that's not normally their style and they dig it, like, you're doing something right. So yeah, that's really cool.
Yep. Yeah, we get a lot of the big three beer drinkers, and they'll find something,
like
either the cream. Yeah, exactly. The cream ale or the honey blonde, really, they'll usually find something that they really like. So
that's cool. All right. Cool.
I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about any of the hardships that you guys had opening this place up, because I know you went from home brewing and winning some awards to opening this place up. So obviously there had to be a couple of trials and tribulations, maybe some things you guys went through.
I thought you wanted this to be a positive interview.
Well, it's for our listeners out there who might have these aspirations in mind, especially a lot of our listeners might be homebrewers as well. So, you got to kind of take the fantasy away from these guys a little bit and let them know that it's not really easy to do something like this.
Yeah, we've actually been consulting with someone else that's trying to open up a brewery in Corona, and we're kind of depressing them a little bit in that we're like, hey, expect it to cost at least twice as much as you think and take three times as long. That's almost the only advice you can give, because you can talk to the same exact person at the same exact government agency and get a totally different answer 2 months apart. It's insanity.
It's when you're home brewing, you have you're enjoying it, you love it, you make the beer and people drink it and they love it, and then it goes from that to 9 months of hell with construction and government and everything, and by the end you're like, I'm kind of regretting my decision here.
Yeah,
right. And then you get open and then it's a totally different story. People come in and they start drinking your beer, and that's what you got into this for in the first place. So you want to make beer because that's what you love doing, and you want people to drink it, and so it works out.
Yeah.
The first time you get to brew again after all of that hell with your new bigger commercial system really makes you remember why you got into it. You have all this hell, and then suddenly you're like, why are we doing this? Then you brew and you're like, oh right, I actually like brewing, I remember now. So it was kind of a weird situation for us just getting through that. Like, we were like, oh, we should just quit at this point. Let's let go. And then we brewed and we're like,
Starbucks hiring, I need a job.
Exactly. No, I thought it was Coffee Bean. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
You're right, it was Coffee Bean. Yeah. Sorry.
The lesser of two evils.
Right.
Well, what do you guys have planned in the future regarding upcoming events? Are you going to be doing any festivals, anything like that, pouring out the beer,
We did the Tour de Brews yesterday, actually, the Beer Woo-hoo! Buzz event.
Great event.
I think Jason's still feeling that one.
He is a little bit. Yeah. We don't actually have any other events on the schedule right now, but I'm sure they'll come up. They're all going on all the time now, so we'll.
That's one thing about the craft beer industry today is it seems like the events are popping up like once a week, if not more.
Oh yeah, there's
which
a lot
is a
of,
good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of breweries have they have to go to two or three or four events a week.
Exactly.
We soft opened a while ago. We actually do have a grand opening coming up, but we honestly have no clue what the date for that would be at this point.
Oh.
So, yeah. People keep asking. We're like, yeah, like a month, and then we've been open for over a month. So now it's kind of like,
just start down the
we'll
hallway.
Let you know.
What are you talking
we'll
about?
Let you know.
You missed it. You missed it already.
Yeah. It's gonna be a re grand opening.
There you go.
All right, I actually got asked this question on the last episode of Beer Geek Radio that we did, and I actually thought it was kind of a cool episode. I answered it pretty ridiculously, but it can be answered seriously or ridiculously if you guys have a good sense of humor, which I'm gauging. Yeah, you kind of do. Kind of.
The man with Admiral Akbar on his phone is shaking his head no.
Yeah, no. Neither of these guys are very funny. Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
But if you could brew any style of beer, money is no object on this. Your equipment is no object. Any style of beer, anything you could possibly think of, what would you guys brew? And I want individual answers on this. I don't want a
none
group
of that
effort
collective
on
garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, huh? All right, put me on the spot there. Well, I'm a big fan of Belgian beers, and that's why we do them here at No Clue. You know, I would probably honestly do something like a Saison or like a Belgian quad, you know, something really big and heavy. That's, you know, that's the kind of beers that I, you know, really, that's my go-to, so.
I was expecting like Saison with bacon or something like that. You know, we need a little something extra.
You know, we don't really get into too many of the you know, crazy flavor add-ons. Yeah. Here. So I mean, we're you know, we just try to make beer.
That's refreshing to hear too.
We pick a style. We pick what we like and we try to make a good example of it. You know, so if you like beer, that's what we do.
And that's one thing I really admire, because a lot of the upcoming breweries, the ones that have just started, they're trying to run out the gate with the, you know, the chocolate double fudge bacon porter with sesame seeds and, you know, just...
Sesame seeds, yeah, that's a good
you
one.
Know, yeah.
We usually say what?
Nilla wafers.
Nilla wafers.
Yeah.
Right?
Nilla wafers. Yeah.
We saw a good article recently that one of our friends here in town that is a brewer posted about, you know, these breweries need to learn to make the boring brown ale before they try to make some sriracha IPA or whatever.
That's very true.
So we believe in that pretty strongly. We like to make just beer. Like, that's our core flavor, whatever the category is. So beer.
We'll stop avoiding the question because, you still got a question to answer.
Mine, I'm huge into hops, so massive IPAs, doubles, triples, whatever. I'm known around here having a sick fetish for Knee Deep Brewery.
Me too.
Sick fetish for Knee Deep.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm pretty much I'm convinced that they are literally responsible for the world hop shortage, just that one brewery. So I'd like to do some – we're working on a double recipe right now, and then I'd like to do maybe a triple or something like that in the future with, you know, much hops as I can get my hands on.
I think you could you should shoot for the first quintuple.
Quintuple. Oh,
there you go.
Challenge accepted.
There you go.
Yeah. There we go. I'll be back for that one.
I expect to see that in a year or so.
You guys got to help with the funny name otherwise we can't do it. You know?
Yeah, it's got to
have an
interesting
name.
Funny names
is
probably
one of my specialties.
I actually wanted to make a Belgian double and call it a not Belgian double and call it a Dubel negative.
You guys
can have that one because I homebrew and I suck at it. So you guys are more than welcome to take that and roll with that.
That's going to work good until you have one of those. And then you're going to be like, I can't.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you know I'm going to need that name back.
Oh, yeah, you guys got to come back and do some, just hang out, and we say hilarious things to each other and tell, oh, that's a name right there. We have a English Mild coming up real soon, and people were asking about that, and they're like, well, how do you come up with the names for them? And we told them that, and they're like, yeah, you should, you know, call it whatever. And I don't know who even mentioned it, but someone's like, yeah, so your board has the American and Belgian site on it. You need to cut off a little section of that and put that British one on there, and then we're going to call it the British Invasion. And we're like, bam,
name is right there. Perfect.
Yep. Well, yeah, so that's exactly how we do it.
We have a lot more in common than because Beer Geek Radio was literally created by just bullshitting around a couch with a beer.
Excellent.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
It was birthed in that living room.
You found a home here at No Clue.
Yeah, we were meant to be together.
Yeah. So. It seems so. Although I wasn't there for the beginning of this. But yeah, I feel you're fitting right in.
You're at home.
Cheers.
Cheers
to you. Cheers to you guys. Cheers. Man, thank you so
much.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic.
No. All right, so, I think we have everything that we needed. What about your distribution plans? Do you guys plan on getting the beer out there into the world?
We are. We're in talks with several places right now. We have one outside account right now.
Yeah, one.
It's Stell Coffee over in Redlands. They got our Hop Conveyance IPA on tap. We're working with Slater's Eureka Burger and
Brew Cakes.
Brew Cakes also.
Oh, there you go.
So
We had some hilariously good pizza from Pizza and Such the other day, so I'm going to go over there and stalk them until they want one of our kegs. It's only a matter of time. I'm going to sit at their bar and mouth breathe at them until they want it.
See, I'm missing
just
out.
Just holding up your phone with Admiral
Akbar. Exactly, yeah.
I haven't been to Brewcake. I haven't been to Brewcake since we recorded there. And I think it was like it was either right when they opened or right before. Either way, they weren't selling beer at the time. So
right. Have you been back since? No?
No, I haven't.
We went the other day. Crazy. They have 20 taps. The whole place was packed. They have an outside beer area. It's insane. We're like, mm-hmm. we need to be in there like yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear nothing but good things. So,
yeah, it's a cool place. So, and then we have a little local pizza chain, or not chain, a little pizza place down the street that actually delivers here to the brewery. So people come in, order their beer, sit down. The flyers, they can order pizza and they deliver here. And he's going to carry our beer down there as well, so kind of a little, you know, relationship there mm-hmm. with the local restaurant, which is cool because, you know, San Bernardino County and the whole fighting breweries on the food trucks thing, you know, we're trying to get around that by, you know, having people be able mm-hmm. to come in, and if they want to just order pizza and stay here and enjoy, they can do that, you know.
Yeah, that's perfect because you guys don't have enough room for a kitchen here, but I notice you do have enough room for human trafficking. So
we do, yeah, right. Cool. Yeah, there's a spot in our grain pallet here that, you know, we import. That's how we keep the doors open. You know, that's where the money comes from.
We're going to edit this part out because we don't want
Pedro,
cartels.
Come back.
We don't want
run.
The cartels mad at you. You know what? Actually, are you guys from around? I'm assuming you guys are in or from around the Rancho area. What made you pick Rancho Cucamonga? Just for the fact that up until about a year ago, it seems that Rancho has been a pretty much a desolate wasteland.
It was
wasteland.
Wasteland. What's on your mind? But
apparently,
hop conveyance is on his mind.
Well, I would have said black hole, but we go with wasteland.
Waste land.
Yeah, there you
beer.
Go. my wife and I actually live here in Rancho, and we moved out here 15 years ago or something, and we love the city, and we wanted to, you know, bring something here local, you know, because there wasn't anything. Like I said, there was a big hole. There was no breweries around here, so we said this is the perfect place to try mm-hmm. and bring it. And the city was very receptive to it at first. And a lot of breweries have a hard time with cities because, you know, certain cities aren't, you know, they don't understand what you're trying to do, and they make your life a little more difficult. But Rancho, pretty much on board from the start. You know, they were like, brewery, I can get behind that. You know, so it just sort of worked out.
No, that's funny because that's actually something me and Brad, Brad is another member of Beer Geek Radio, we've always talked about how the closest brewery, I believe, at the time, the closest brewery to us was in Redlands, which would be Hangar 24. You know, there was Dale Brothers. Dale Brothers and Hangar would probably be the go-to breweries around here, but it sucks only having two to choose from. So, yeah, it's really cool to see one right in the heart.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's cool being here in Rancho, but now we have a nice little family here. We got a Hamilton Family Brewery right down the street.
Yep.
We got us. Dale Brothers, and then Claremont Craft Ales, and people are actually making that a little beer trail.
Yeah,
so people are starting at Claremont, Dale Brothers, us, then Hamilton, or vice versa.
That's awesome.
So we're having a nice little collaboration there, and it's awesome. That's how craft brew works together. We're not mm-hmm. competing; we're collaborative.
That's good. I actually wanted to ask you guys that question because there are a couple of other breweries in this area. Like, are all of you guys friends? Do you have like a little network with each other? Are you guys friendly and everybody gets along well?
We really are, actually. We all, you know, when people come in, they say, you know, oh, this is great. You know, where else is there? And we'll tell them go visit Josh over at Hamilton's, or, you know, go over to Dale's or Claremont. So it's the small craft brew industry is very collaborative. We all, I mean, you know, we're all in business to make business, but it's not, you know, it's not like a big competitive thing. Yeah, exactly. It's like we're all about sharing the customer because there's a craft beer for everyone. You know, someone's
exactly,
going to come in.
Yeah.
They're not going to necessarily like everything you have. They'll like a few of them, and they can go somewhere else and find a couple other things they like. It's, you know, it's good for everybody, like you said, to have more breweries in the area. Mm-hmm. You know, we got people coming up, and they can go to five places now, and it makes it worth a trip up here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where, you know, it used to be you would go to San Diego because there was 80 breweries down there, right? Now you've got Temecula. There's a bunch down there, so people can go there. And now up here we've got a bunch. So it's, you know, it makes it more of a destination spot rather than just I'm going to go here for one beer and then I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
So, you know, it works out for everybody.
It's awesome. All
right. But this is the only place where you can order in a pizza and eat it here and learn about human trafficking. This
right.
Is, this,
this
is the only spot where that exists.
That we're aware of.
So, claim to fame.
I'm sure cartels have some underground stuff. That they're gonna
anyone that comes in as a result of this interview, please ask me about the human trafficking. I'll tell you
it
all
is
about
it. It is an inside joke.
Yeah,
it was something that we trailed with. They're not actually doing that.
That we know of.
Please put the gun away. They're not actually doing that. They're not threatening me in any way. I'm not forced to say this at all. I assure you guys, this is a completely legit operation. Run, everybody, run.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've had my fun.
They found us out. So.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
This is probably the last BGR episode you'll ever hear, at least Bobby and myself.
You can taste them in our next beer, though.
Oh, my God.
Dang. Making human smoothies over here.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. You can taste the migrant worker sweat. That is terrible.
On that note.
Exactly.
Yep, this one is not safe for work. Let's just leave it at that. All right, guys. Thank you so much for talking to us today. This has been an amazing episode. It really has. You guys have such a great sense of humor and a great sense of brew and a great sense of community as well. And it's just been a pleasure talking to you guys. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Absolutely.
Or standing up with us, rather.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, guys. We appreciate you coming in and giving us the opportunity to, talk about human trafficking and, and beer as well.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Exactly. So, we're here in Rancho on Arrow Route. We're open Thursday through Sunday. So if anybody, come on by, the tasting room's here. We've got TV and 10 beers on tap and, plenty of good times for everybody.
Sweet. All right. Well, thanks again, guys, for having us. I believe that wraps this edition of Beer Geek Radio up for all you listeners out there. This is Steven.
And this is Hoppy Bob, or Bobby Campbell, a.k.a. Hoppy Bob. I guess I have to say it like that every time now because Chris was a.k.a. Frankie Funks.
Bobby.
Do I have to grow a beard, too?
I think it would be recommended.
Brewer beard.
Okay, apparently, that's why I suck at home brewing, because I only have the taster.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. See? Two out of two brewers agree that I need a beard. So,
and,
yeah.
And for a No Clue Brew, we have...
Morgan Riccio.
Matt Armstrong.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, everybody. This is Bobby from Beer Geek Radio. Just a quick update for you guys, we'll no longer be posting new episodes to Podomatic, but don't worry, all of your old favorites will always be there. We're going to go ahead and leave those episodes up for you guys. Our RSS feed has switched to beerbuzz.com, but don't worry for all you iPhone users out there, we're still on iTunes. So we will leave a link in the description below so you guys can still follow us on that RSS feed. And don't be afraid to check out beerbuzz.com and find out what the buzz around beer is all about.